You're listening to This Woman Can, episode 31, with Monique Russell, founder and managing partner of Clear Communication Solutions. Reinvent yourself with vigor. Welcome to This Woman Can, the Women's Leadership Podcast and your source of information related to women's leadership, female entrepreneurship, personal success and career advancement. I'm your host, Janice Sutherland, Executive Coach, Leadership Development Expert and the author of This Woman Can, the No Bullshit Guide for Women Who Lead. And now, this week's episode. Hey everybody, and welcome to this week's edition of This Woman Can. And my guest this week hails from the beautiful islands of the Bahamas, Monique Russell. Monique is an international inspirational teacher and executive communications coach now based in Atlanta, who believes in leadership from the inside out. She is the founder and managing partner of Clear Communication Solutions, where she teaches effective communication strategies to leaders in a variety of business and government sectors. She has taught thousands of leaders globally in interpersonal and intrapersonal communications, shared the international speaking stage with icons such as Lisa Nichols, and has consulted for government agencies and Fortune 100 companies. She has worked with several institutions of higher education in the areas of diversity, cultural sensitivity, public speaking and communications with an emphasis on emotional intelligence. And not only that, she has shared her leadership expertise with local chambers of commerce and national associations across the United States. And because of her background, she's frequently sought after as a guest on business, local international radio shows, and she's been quoted and featured in publications as a subject matter expert in the areas of leadership and effective communications in the United States, United Kingdom, the Bahamas, Namibia, and Jamaica, to name a few. This week, ladies, I introduce Monique Russell. So, hello, Monique, and thank you so much for joining us this week on This Woman Can.
Thank you for having me, Janice. I am so excited to chat with you.
It's fabulous. So I would have read a little bit about your bio, very accomplished woman from what I read. But can you tell us a little bit more about your journey and how you got to where you are today?
Okay, so I always like to let people know where I'm from. I'm from the beautiful islands of the Bahamas and also Nigeria. So when I left after high school, I left the Bahamas and I went to Minnesota. It was so cold.
Okay.
Yes. So I studied journalism, and my whole idea was, you know, look, I left the islands, I'm going off to go cover international stories all around the world and be, you know, traveling, covering the big topics.
Yes.
But don't you know it didn't work that way. So I did get my degree. Yeah, it did not work that way. And then I stayed on and I actually continued two additional degrees, one in PR and the other in advertising. And after that, I was hustling like crazy, trying to get a job. And, you know, I found myself in a place where I wasn't able to get into my field, especially on the PR side. It's like, you know, you need to have that experience. But on the journalism side, it was very tough to get in.
Yeah.
And the few responses that I got, they were looking to pay me like $12,000 a year, and I said no thank you. Mm-hmm. I have student loans to pay, and so I just did what I needed to do, and I started in executive support. And it was not where I wanted to be at the time. I was like, this is not what I want to do, but this is where I'm starting. And it's just so funny that what I'm doing today is so related to where I started and this whole journey, because when I was in executive support, I was able to provide insights and strategies to a lot of complex questions. You know, no one thinks you're going to be a threat when you're in executive support, you know, but you get so much insight and so much behind the scenes into what's working, what's not working. And a lot of times executives needed to have a second brain. They'd ask me questions, and my skill set at the time was perfect in communication to help with, you know, employee engagement and things like that, internal communications, or how to articulate certain messages internally and externally. But fast forward to moving to Atlanta. Well, I happened on a women's group called Women Aspiring Together to Succeed.
Right.
And I was going to the bookstore one day, and I happened to meet the lady, Donna Satchel, who ran the program. And from then on, I got introduced to new ways of setting goals. And I'd always set goals, but they had introduced me to vision boarding, vision casting, and things like that. And at the same time, when I was working, I was introduced to a colleague of mine, a now colleague of mine, who her spouse was working on some government projects. And just from going to a party and meeting him, I was introduced to working on government contract projects alongside him as well. So when I started my whole business, it was not with intent like, hey, I'm getting ready to start a business, I'm getting ready to do a plan. No, it just kind of dropped in my lap. And since then, I have done so many things all within the communications specialist area, marketing, PR, editing, anything and everything that looked and smelled like communications, I had done it. But what it really taught me was that I know what I like and I know where I don't want to put my focus in, which is why today, everything that I do is focused on that interpersonal and intrapersonal communication. And the experiences that I've had teaching at the university, I forgot to also throw in there that I was teaching at the university for a number of years in addition to everything else that I was doing, all within communications, interpersonal, public speaking, media and culture, things like that, and creating even programs for other colleges for their university pipeline programs. So what I have learned is that this whole journey chose me. I started wanting to be in communication. And while I'm not traveling all over the world covering stories and doing investigative reports, in a way I am, because I help to investigate, help my clients and people around me to investigate within themselves, to have that self-awareness, to bring out their emotional intelligence, to be confident public speakers and have better and positive, productive relationships. And that's what I do.
Fabulous, fabulous. Now, I love that because there's so much you gave me there, Monique. One of the things I picked up on was, and we were talking about just before we started, about having to refocus. So from what I'm hearing there, you had to maybe swerve a few times.
Oh, yes.
Deviate from your career path, your almost assigned career path. So how did you deal with that? Because I know when women get in different situations that, you know, when things aren't going quite to plan and we have these little voices in our head telling us that, you know, you failed because you haven't got to where what your plan was. How did you cope with stuff like that?
So it's funny that you say that, because throughout that whole journey in between, I did lose my confidence.
Yeah.
And I did not know it, Janice.
Right.
That's the thing. Like, you don't know it when you're just, you know, you're going through life and you're still getting things done. You're showing up, you're getting things done. You're having accomplishments, you're setting goals, achieving goals. But in that whole process, I lost my confidence. And I'll tell you, one time when I was working on a project, I had a experience that I will never forget. It was sort of a defining experience that made me realize that I had lost my confidence.
Yeah.
And it was where I was a subcontractor of a prime vendor providing support. And they called an all hands meeting one day, and I thought everything was just going so well. You know, I'm like, oh my God, I'm getting on this call. You know, I thought everything was going well. We were 2 years in, and they started asking all those billing questions, including, you know, who are the people that are working on the project with Monique. We are 2 years in. We understand why the billing on the front end would be so high, but right now, why are we being billed for these people working with Monique? And Janice, let me tell you, that day, I was shocked. I was paralyzed because I didn't understand what was going on. Nobody was working with me on that part of the project. Nobody was working with me.
Wow.
And so I realized that they had made two fictitious people up that they were billing for. Yes.
Wow.
And I was like, me, Monique, bubbly, confident Monique, yeah, who always has something to say. I was like, what do I say? Should I burst this thing wide open? Should I, you know, what do I say? Because if I say something, I'm going to have to pay all this money back, or they're not going to renew the project. I mean, the whole thing just went through my mind, and I did not say one single word.
Wow.
Not a word, not even a word. My colleague spoke up. I didn't say a word. And that is when I realized, like, I got off that call and I sat because I was on the road, and yeah, I sat on the call for like 40 minutes. And I was like, what happened? Why did you not? I went through everything. And then I said, that's when I realized something was wrong. I had lost my confidence. And I asked myself, you know, what other areas in my life was I not speaking up?
Yeah, yeah.
So through that, when I came into that awareness, I was more intentional about connecting to organizations and people that could help me uncover that. I invested in coaching, I invested in therapy, and I made sure that I was connected to my women empowerment organizations. And I think those three approaches helped me right to kind of get back on the right track.
Yeah, yeah.
So, you know, when you talk about pivoting and changing throughout my career, my journey, just using those tools available have helped me. And so whenever I, you know, encounter a situation, if I set a goal and I say, okay, these are the things that I want to accomplish, I now take the mindset with me that, you know, this is where I want to go. I'm going to take actions toward it, but I'm going to be open to whatever yeah comes my way, because I believe that everything is in divine order and everything is already connecting me for a reason and for a purpose, for a greater purpose.
Right, right. And that's what, and that for me is what you're describing there, is what I'd call almost a positive failure. Mm-hmm. Because when we think of failure, we think of all the things that, you know, that go wrong and that what's bad. But you took it as a real learning opportunity to say, hang on a minute, this is what's happening. What can I learn from it? And how can I make sure I don't repeat it again going forward?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, definitely. And I think, you know what, as women, we have to, I have this saying that came up in my spirit not too long ago. And I say, you know, confident women, confident communicators, we don't react, we attack. And I say attack in the sense that attack on the professional development, attack on yes your mindset,
yeah,
attack
yeah
on surrounding yourself with positive people. So we don't sit down and say, okay, we're just waiting for these things to happen.
Yeah.
Or, you know, we're just waiting for someone to develop us. No. We are on the offensive when it comes
to this. It's one of my favorite quotes. Don't make it, don't wait for it to happen. Make it happen.
That's it.
Yeah, definitely. So we talked about, obviously, you know, positive failure and stuff like that. But Monique, you know, you're a very accomplished woman, as I said. What has been your biggest career triumph?
I think career triumph, boy, there's so many little external things, but you know, I'm definitely an inside out person. So I feel like my biggest triumph is stepping back into that confident place.
Yes.
So when I wasn't as strong as I am now, so like Monique 2.0, Monique 4.0, yes. I think that's my biggest career triumph. But hey, girl, you still got it. You know, you are healthy and whole from the inside out. So yeah. I think that it carries with me wherever I go, whenever I step into a room, whenever I have a speaking engagement, or whenever I'm working with a client, I step into that mindset that, okay, I'm here to share and add value. Yeah. And I think that helps me.
Yeah,
yeah. Deliver great work.
And I love that you said Monique 4.0, because, you know, it's not just one time we can find ourselves reinventing ourselves.
Mm-hmm.
There's many incarnations. I'm probably in Janice 10.0 right now. And I'm not surprised. I may go even up to 15 at some point, you know, but I think, for me and for women, I think for women, it's to know that it's okay to reinvent yourself. You outgrow stages in your life, your career, people, relationships. And life is always about reinvention, and it's okay.
Yes.
I think it's okay.
It is okay. Absolutely. I mean, don't be held to just one version of you. We have so many pieces of ourselves. So yeah, reinvent and reinvent with boldness and vigor and confidence.
Love that. Love that. So if you had to start over from scratch, Monique, knowing what you know now, what would you do differently?
One of the things I always say is if I could do over, I would pay more attention in math class and I would focus more on the financial piece, because that had never been my focus at all. Yeah. But knowing what I know now, I would definitely add more energy and put more time into doing the financial piece, and starting investing even earlier.
Right. Right, right. And that's in the personal finance.
Mm-hmm, that's right.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. It's one of the things I spoke about in a previous episode, is about being in control of your personal finances and just having an awareness of it. Because I don't know about you, but many, many moons ago when I started out as a youngster, and I'm talking many moons ago, I had the law of store cards and credit cards and it was great. It was great thinking I could sign up and walk out the store with all these items. Getting that at some point, you're going to have to pay this back. And you only have one salary, but you may have 10 cards. Mm-hmm. And you've got other bills to pay. You know, so like you say, having an investment wasn't really something I thought about at that age, because you're all talking about the thrill and the spending. I've earned it. I need to spend it. What am I saving for?
Yes.
You know, but like you say, in hindsight now, I got wiser, got very wise. And, saving, investing is very much a part of what I do now. So, yeah, I totally take on board what you're saying there. Thanks, Malik. Mm-hmm. Thanks, Malik.
Yeah. You're so welcome.
So we touched on your confidence and how you lost your confidence and how you regained it. But you know, it's not just one time we have little confidence crises. Mm-hmm. So when you kind of face that again, how do you get out of that vicious cycle?
Yeah, I mean, you never fully arrive, and it doesn't matter how accomplished you are.
Yeah.
We're always going to come up with situations where our confidence is shaken. So I think there's a couple of things. When we lose confidence, It might be a situation where we don't have the skill when we're stepping into something new. So if I'm stepping into something new and I don't have the skill, I won't be as confident in that area. So what I do is I find out how I can get that skill, whether I am taking a course or hiring a coach or hiring a mentor or something along those lines. So if it's skill-based, then I identify what is causing me to lose confidence in this moment. Is it because I don't have the skill? Is it because I'm not prepared? If I'm not prepared and I'm just winging it, or if I haven't taken the time to, really prepare myself. Preparation is overlooked, but it is so important when it comes to confidence. So I make sure that I am prepared. Or if I am just feeling doubtful within myself, sometimes we just feel like, oh boy, I don't know if I should do this, or Why should this be the time for me to do it now? I use things from my past. Fortunately, I have things from my past that I can say, man, remember when you were scared to do this and you did it? Yes. And look at what happened. So yeah. I now am in that place where it's like, as soon as you have the inspiration or the idea and you have that plan and the action, to take action as soon as possible, because once you get that moving out in the universe and the atmosphere, whatever is going to come from it will be on its way.
Right.
Those are some of the things, I would say preparation, learning a new skill if it's that area, if it's internal fear, reflecting, using the power of reflection to arm yourself from the past successes to, propel yourself to the future. And then my community. So whenever I need to vent or talk things through, or if I I'm feeling a certain way. I have one of my friends who I just call her up and she knows exactly what's going on at that time. And I'm like, look, all I need you to do is tell me how great I am.
Yeah, definitely.
So definitely. I'm like, I need you to tell me.
We all need a cheerleading squad.
That's it. Yes, yes. And she knows exactly, like, cut that nonsense out, Monique.
Excellent. Now, you head up your own business, Clear Communications. So what advice would you give, would you share with women embarking on their own leadership or entrepreneurship journey?
For starting their business?
Yes.
So clarity is important. So I would say take time to get clear on who you want to serve. And I always say a lot of times the sweet spot or the magic comes out of what you have overcome. This is the piece that's connected to your purpose work. Anything that you have overcome, it wasn't for you to hold on to. It's actually for you to use as a part of your unique gift. So if you're starting in business, if you are going into a business and you say, all I want to do is make money, that's really not going to be sustainable because you need something bigger. So new folks or even, you know, established folks, I would say, look, connect to the things that you've overcome, connect to your purpose, your why, and then you'll be able to be in a better place to teach people, or your emotional attachment or connection to serving in that way is going to be so strong that it's going to give you a competitive advantage to everyone else that might want to do the same thing you do but aren't able to do it successfully.
Fabulous, fabulous. Now, both of us have been in the corporate world and both of us stepped out of the corporate world per se. So what would you say has been the difference of being sort of being an entrepreneur versus being a corporate leader?
Mindset. Everything is mindset. I've learned so many things just being an entrepreneur. And it took me a while to even embrace and say, I am an entrepreneur. Yes. I didn't even know. You know, like, okay, so I am an entrepreneur.
It's very true.
When I put that mindset on and I realized so many different things that it's just a whole perspective shift. So for example, time. My gosh, time is so precious and so important. I don't like wasting people's time and I don't like people wasting my time. So I take that whole view differently from being an entrepreneur, being a person in the corporate space. It's just different. And then just seeing things from the whole, big whole picture. You have to have the vision. You got to have the mission. You know, just sometimes when you are in that corporate space, those things have already been set and they're laying somewhere on somebody's wall and people forgot what the vision or the mission is and don't really know how their work is connected to it. But as an entrepreneur, you are connected to that every single day.
Very much. Live, breathe, sleep it.
Yes, you eat, sleep, everything. You think about that thing and just communication skills. You know, that, I mean, of course, that's my sweet spot. That's what I'm great at. That's what I've studied. That's what I've coached, taught on, and have extremely good results.
Yeah.
But even sitting in that corporate space, you know, you can sort of get away with, well, I wouldn't say get away with, but you, in a way, you can kind of get away with not having the best communication skills or being motivated to have the best communication skills. But when you are an entrepreneur, you have no choice. If you can't communicate your offering, your service, introductions, if you can't communicate and articulate and build relationships, relax judgment from people, you know, you're not going to succeed and your feedback loop is very fast.
Yeah.
So you'll see it, you know, you'll see it hit you very, very quickly, whereas you may not see it hit you as strongly and as quickly in the corporate space.
Excellent. Excellent. Now we talked about, you know, you're focusing and, you know, being driven and achieving your own personal goals. But what do you think holds women back from going for their goals?
So I say this, I have had the privilege and honor to coach so many people in different aspects, especially when it comes to communications. I've had people have shared their deepest secrets and darkest secrets with me, men and women, you know, 25 to 55. And I say that the things that hold women back are the things that hold everybody back. You know, just having the inner clarity, having that, having that inner clarity, having that confidence, and having the team or not networking, but having the resources in people to network for you, to advance your goal when you're not in the room, to speak highly of you or advocate on your behalf.
Yeah.
Those things I feel hold people back, and fear.
Yes, fear. And there's so many things there. And like you said, there's a couple of things I picked up on there, because there's a thing about actually asking for help, because networking, you know, is a way of reaching out for support and help when you need it, and realizing you do actually need that as well. And the second thing was the fear. You know, it's how you approach it. I mean, don't get me wrong, I can be fearful and I do get nervous, you know, at seeing something, but sometimes I just have to suck it up and think about, okay, what's more fearful, being where I am right now or what I think can happen in the future?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And that's definitely one way to look at it too. But some people, their fear, you need to look at it head on.
Yeah.
And you need to say, okay, so what is really driving this fear? Because a lot of times what's driving it, especially in the workplace, is trauma.
Yeah.
Hidden baggage or hidden trauma that's coming into the workplace. A lot of times where we see people sabotaging each other, being vengeful, that's a hidden form of grief.
Yeah.
Because, you know, there are things that they have brought into everyone brings what we've experienced into the workplace. And those things show up in being afraid or being fearful of, oh, why didn't you speak up because your VP was in the room?
Or
even the cultural or societal influences, because some cultures, just based on hierarchy, you're conditioned or you're taught, don't say anything, don't go against the grain. So I think a lot of different things influence the fear of people actually moving towards their goals.
And just expanding on that a little bit more, and the things I've picked up with when I've been doing a lot of salary negotiation work with some women, and one of the things they're really hesitant to do is talk about their accomplishments and what they've done and what they've achieved, because they see it as being braggadocious, or, you know, it doesn't put them in the best light because it feels like I'm talking about myself. Mm-hmm. But I think you have to be your biggest advocate first.
Yeah.
Because nobody can speak up for you the way you can speak up for you.
Yes, and I can relate to that. And I think even being in the entrepreneurial space, that is something that helps. That helps a lot, because after a while, you realize that you have to market. You have to tell people how good you are. You have to tell them what you've accomplished. Otherwise, you're not going to get, you're not going to get ahead in the workplace. I know that it's difficult sometimes for women to speak on their accomplishments. In fact, I had coached a lady and she had not been promoted. She worked in the organization. She hadn't been promoted for 20 years.
Wow.
And when we started our work together, we went through all of the things that she had done and, you know, we outlined. And I mean, she made some massive impact, saved that organization well over six figures, and had never had that conversation about how to articulate or categorize the impact that she made to the organization.
Yeah.
So I was just kind of like so happy when she called me on Friday, and she was like, I said everything you said. And they just looked at me. And I said, okay. And she's like, what else? She was like, they were shocked. And I got the promotion. And I was so excited. So I think sometimes we can't see the picture from inside the frame. That's Les Brown always says that. So we need someone from the outside to help us see how great we are and to see how impactful, you know, our work has been, and then help us to articulate how the work that we've done aligns to the organization's goals and the mission. You know, speaking up on your accomplishments isn't going to get you anywhere if you can't talk about how it's aligning to the overall picture.
Right. Definitely. So thank you for that, Monique. So share with us a success quote or a mantra that you use and why it's meaningful for you.
Everything is in divine order. I say this all the time, every day, all day. My kids know it. My husband knows it. Everything is always in divine order. And I feel this way to my core.
Right.
No matter what it is that I encounter, the opportunities, the obstacles, the challenges, there's a reason for it. So that's my favorite mantra. So we're talking here today because it's in divine order. The connections that I'm making, everything is in alignment, and it's the way it's supposed to be, good or bad.
Excellent, excellent. And Monique, I'd like to cast your mind back, maybe not so long ago, but what advice would you give to your teenage self?
Teenage Monique was... Yes. Oh my God, I love that. Teenage Monique was on fire. I would say just keep the energy. Like don't water down yourself.
Yeah.
Keep your natural, authentic, outgoing personality. Continue to choose, you, and continue to be loving. Because I had conditioned myself when people would tell me I was too positive and too nice. I wanted to be tough and all that stuff. Yeah. And the only person I ended up hurting was myself.
Wow.
So I would tell my teenage self, just continue to be you, step into your authentic greatness. Just connect with people more who are different from you.
Right.
Just connect with people more.
Right. Right. Why people different from you? Why was that important?
It's very important because some of my biggest opportunities have come from people who are different from me, and my biggest friendships. Yes. The biggest, great, impactful, inspiring people. So, coming from the islands, and there's certain mentalities and mindsets that I carried with me, it held me back.
Yes, yes, yes. So just expanding on that, talking about people that have influenced you, if you could choose your own mentor, who would it be and why?
If I could choose my own mentor, it would be, well, I can't choose my mentor, and I have several, and they're awesome. But if it's someone that I have not connected with or been under the wisdom of in person, I would say Jack Canfield.
Okay.
Author of Chicken Soup of the Soul series, but because his book, The Success Principles, when I read it, it was like a well of just life and energy for me. And so I have followed his work. I love the way he embraces mindset. I love the way his business is structured, and the impact, the amount of impact that he's had with the work that he's done.
Excellent, excellent, excellent. And we're coming on to our last few questions. So what are the three things you've learned about yourself during your career, Monique?
I have learned that I am really good at communication.
That's why
I've learned that. I've also learned that when I lost my confidence, that I needed to have tools. So in the career, I needed to have tools to help me develop healthy boundaries instead of just relying on myself, because sometimes I would not follow through.
Right.
So I needed to have scripts and tools and resources. And let's see, you said three things. What's something else that I learned? I learned that pivoting is okay.
Yeah, fabulous. It is okay. But as we've said, we have many iterations of ourselves. And where would we find you on a Saturday morning at 10 a.m.?
Oh, you would find me reading, reading one of my books. I am an avid reader. So if I don't have an engagement or if I'm not out supporting my son,
yeah,
his tennis, I would be reading.
Excellent. I kind of thought you'd be saying a football or on a Saturday morning or some sort of sports with the kids and stuff like that. So
yeah,
the reading's good. The reading's, you get that little space.
Yeah. I love it.
And lastly, what's your definition of success, Monique?
Success for me is the being able to have positive relationships, positive, productive relationships with people that I love and care about, being able to be loved by people I love. I think that is extremely successful and rewarding. So, being able to do that, being able to choose opportunities or choose projects and paths that are fulfilling and exciting, being able to inspire, being able to impact others, being able to benefit from my own ideas and experiences, those things make up my success kit.
Excellent.
And I'm very successful in those areas.
Fabulous, fabulous. That was almost my last question. My last question is, if people want to get in touch with you, Monique, how can they do that?
Oh, hit me up on LinkedIn. I am at Monique Russell, Clear Communication Coach. I hang out there several times a week, or you can hit me up on any of my other social handles, Facebook, Clear Communication Coach, Instagram, Clear Communication Coach. And my website is clearcommunicationsolutions.com.
Excellent. I'll be sure to put a link to all the show in the show notes to all the links to you, Monique. So Monique, thank you so much for being a guest this week. It's been a delight.
Tell me about it. Same here. Thank you so much, Janice. I just totally enjoy chatting with you.
Fabulous. Thank you. Well, that was a great conversation there with Monique Russell from Clear Communication Solutions. And the thing I think I really loved the most there was about how she talked about reinventing herself and having many different versions and iterations as we go through life. And that's very, very true. That is what life is like. You know, you don't stay being the same version of yourself throughout the course of your whole life. And one of the areas we really work with about changing ourselves usually manifests itself mostly when we're going for new jobs, new roles, or setting out a new careers. But what I've been talking about the past few weeks is the challenges women find with actually confidently commanding what they're worth in the marketplace, and that reflects what they deserve for the role they do. Now, I cover a lot of the challenges around that in my ebook, How Much Am I Worth?, which you can visit my website, thiswomancan.coach, to download your free copy. But adding to that this week, I am actually launching a free masterclass. I'm doing a free masterclass online that actually helps you with the tools that you need to believe in what you bring to the table and commanding your worth when it matters, especially in job negotiation scenarios. So what this helps you with is it helps you uncover how your beliefs about your self-worth are actually preventing you from earning the salary that you deserve. It helps you discover how to release yourself from the limited beliefs that you hold in your head, making sure you're compensated for the correct value you bring to organizations, and enables you to reprogram your mindset so you don't fall back into a negative self-worth mindset. And that is all free online. If you listen to this in real time, that takes place this Saturday, June the 8th at 12 o'clock Eastern Standard Time. So again, head over to my website, thiswomancan.coach, to register your free spot. Spaces are limited, but I really look forward to seeing you there, and we can have a great dialogue about how you can overcome those inner beliefs that have held you back from commanding what you're worth. If you can't make it this Saturday, or you're not listening to this in real time, please do register, as I'll be able to send the replay out to you so you'll be able to participate in the exercises and reframe your mindset when it comes down to commanding your net worth in the salary market. So without much further ado, as I said, if you found this episode illuminating, as I know you have, please continue to share, rate, review, subscribe on your favorite podcast platforms. And I look forward to speaking to you next time. And remember, if I can, you can, this woman can. Take care. You've been listening to the This Woman Can podcast, brought to you by This Woman Can, the no bullshit guide for women who lead, available on Amazon and Kindle. For more information about the training and consulting services offered for women who lead, including one-on-one executive coaching and group masterminds, visit thiswomancan.coach.